Jesus and the Samaritan Woman. This is one of my favorite stories, actually, about Jesus. When I was a teenager, living in South Wales, I became a Christian when I was about 12 or 13, and I really wanted to do something for God. But when I looked around, sorry guys, but I found that really the only people who got important things to do for God were men. And so I started a Bible study of my own. In the New Testament, the women that met Jesus, or the women that Jesus interacted with. And this one is a very special one, I think. So we're going to look at the woman at the well. Whoop, yep, right. Okay. And I've given it the title, An Outcast Meets Jesus. This woman was coming to get water from the well, but not with the other women. It was a different, she was not part of the women in the village in the proper full sense of the word. The situation, the story, the meeting happens at Sychar, on the map. I don't know if you can see it. It's number three on the map, and it was in the region of the Palestine, which is called Samaria. It's interesting that Jesus went through Samaria, because a lot of Orthodox Jews would not. They didn't believe that the Samaritans were actually really proper Jews. It's a long history, we won't go into it. But Jesus actually decided to walk through Samaria. You always wonder what he knew was going to be coming up there, up ahead in the in his journey. Anyway, it would have been very hot and dusty, and it would take about 3 days. So this would probably have been the middle day, the second day, and walking through the desert, they probably got quite thirsty. So when they saw a well, this must have been really, they must have been really pleased to see a well in the desert. It's called Jacob's Well. Apparently, when I looked at the references, this might be the well where Jacob met his wife, Rebecca, when he was going off searching for someone to marry in his family. So that's why it's called Jacob's Well. It's a very ancient well. It's been known that Jacob would have seen it when the patriarchs were alive. I don't know how many hundreds of years, or even thousands of years ago that was. But this well had an was very deep and had been providing water for the town for centuries. So, whoops, come down. I want to go to the next one now, please, with the woman coming. My computer's not responding. Right, this one. Jesus asks for a drink. I really love this story. This woman had come out at midday to get water. Now, normally, midday was very hot, and the women in the village would come out in the early morning or early evening when it was cooler. But this woman, as I said, was not part of that group. And she came at midday to get some water, and there was a man there, and the man actually asked her for a drink. You've seen the story. But she was shocked. Jews didn't talk to Samaritans, and if this man knew what she was like, then he wouldn't have talked to her either. But Jesus persisted, and he told her, he started talking to her about water, and that there was another kind of water. Right. If only you knew what a wonderful gift God has for you and who I am, you would ask me for living water. That really got her attention. She thought it was it was the liquid that you drank. But Jesus was obviously talking about something spiritual, which she didn't really understand. Anyway, they had a little, she tried to open a sort of theological discussion on it, and Jesus sort of cut it short, really, and said, because she said, I know that there will be a Messiah one day, and he will give us this. And Jesus said, yeah, I am he. I haven't got a slide for that. Right. I am the Messiah. He told her something that he hadn't even told his disciples. They didn't know about it yet. They were going to learn, but they hadn't discovered it yet. Then the disciples returned and they saw him talking to a woman. And they wondered why, but they had the, dare I, excuse me, gentlemen, but do they have the, what I would call the normal male reaction to something they didn't understand, which was to try and assume it wasn't happening and not get embarrassed, you know? You've never heard of that, Bob? Okay. Well, the disciples returned, and the woman picked up the vibes, I expect, from the di disciples because she went back to the village. So she went back to the village without any water at all, either spiritual or liquid, because she wanted to tell the people in the village that she'd met somebody who said he was the Messiah. And this was the first time she'd ever had anything really important to say to them. And so she was so excited that the people in the village thought, this is something we need to see as well. And so, whoops, no, we'll go back to that one. And so that was happening. At the same time, Jesus talking to his disciples. They had gone off to get food. They'd bought it and they'd come back, and they wanted Jesus to eat some of it. But we've heard Jesus' answer. My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Poor disciples. They really got confused, didn't they? But the Samaritans, on the other hand, were absolutely amazed by what the woman had told them about Jesus. And they rushed out. Well, perhaps they didn't rush, but anyway, they came out. And they listened to what Jesus was saying, and they asked him if he'd stay a while, and he said yes, and he stayed 2 days. And then they said to the woman, "It's no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world." What can we take away from this? Well, the first thing is Jesus loves people, everybody, even those others reject. The second thing that really impresses me here is that Jesus told her that he was the Messiah, even when his disciples hadn't realized it. And later on in John's gospel, he says the same thing to Martha. He says, yeah, I'm the one you're looking for. Jesus loved women. Ladies, he loves us. It's great. She was so excited by that that she rushed back to tell the people in her village, the people who rejected her, because, as Jesus said, she'd had five husbands, and the one she had now belonged to someone else. And she was not really. Well, they saw her as a prostitute, basically. But she rushed back. They didn't want anything to do with her, really, but now she had a story to tell. Because the way Jesus spoke to her was so different to the way anybody else had ever spoken. He'd shown her love and acceptance. And that's what he offers to everyone, to all of us here. And it's just amazing, isn't it? Thank you.